ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते। कारणशरीरं किम् अनिर्वाच्य अनादि अविद्यारूपम् शरीरद्वयस्य कारणमात्रम् सत्स्वरूपाज्ञानम् निर्विकल्पकरूपम् यदस्ति तत्कारणशरीरम्। द लॉ ऑफ क्रिएशन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू नो by every one of us. How this creation comes into existence, the unique presentation of our Shastra about the creation, we have to understand. Especially every Vedantic seekers like you. What is the creation? This Karana Sharira Jnanam, the student is asking the question, Kim Tat Karana Shariram? What is that Karana Shariram? Karana Shariram is that it has four features. Number one, its function we have to know. Function means what it does, this Karana Shariram. What is the connection between creation and Karana Shariram? Suddenly Swamini has shifted the topic. You may feel. Understanding the Karana Shariram thoroughly, it is as good as understanding the creation. There are two subtle things in Shastra. Very much mind-boggling however much you read, still we have always a doubt. Those two are, one is Karana Shariram, another is Maya. However much the teacher explained, it's very difficult to assimilate those words, technical terms. This Karana Shariram word is a very, very technical term in Shastra. The Maya is also a technical term. Therefore, we have to dwell upon this thoroughly to understand that the creation, this Karana Shariram is the cause for the two bodies. What is the function of this Karana Shariram? Karanam means what? Literal meaning is cause. Karanam means cause. The Karana Shariram is that which is the cause for the two bodies. What are those two bodies? Sthula Shariram, gross body, and Sukshma Shariram, subtle body. These two bodies come into existence because of Karana Shariram. To understand this, we give an example. A seed. Karanam is nothing but a seed. Potential existence. The existence when it is in potential form, in avyakta form or unmanifest form. Vyakta means manifestation. Avyakta means unmanifestation. Avyaktam also difficult to understand, unmanifestation also difficult to understand. Vyakta means visible, avyakta means invisible. This is the simple way of understanding visible and invisible. That which is invisible is karanam, avyaktam. That which is visible is vyaktam, or we can say vyaktam or visible or manifestation. In the seed, you cannot see the leaves, branches, fruits and flowers. You cannot see in the seed. But the tree is there in potential form. Tree is there in the potential form. Not only tree, branches are also there in the tree in the potential form. Leaves are also there in the seed in potential form. Fruits are also there in the seed in potential form. Flowers are also there in the seed in potential form. That is why the seed is the karanam, we call. Seed means karanam. Now you can understand easily what is karanam. That means what? Karana shariram is that this sthula shariram and sukshma shariram, when they are in seed form, it is called Karana Shariram. Then you can extend what? Karana Shariram is that where mind is there in potential form, sense organs of knowledge are there in potential form. Karana Shariram is that where buddhi is there in potential form. Karana Shariram is that in which gross body is in potential form. Karana Shariram is that in which Antakkaranam, 17 faculties put together are there in potential form, in the seed form. Clear? This is the function of that Karana Shariram. The third, second feature of Karana Shariram is condition. What is the condition? Second feature, condition is Nirvikalpaka Rupam. Nirvikalpaka Rupam. Undistinguishable. Vikalpamana, distinctly you can see. In seed, you cannot see the leaves, branches, fruits or flowers distinctly. Can you see? However much big seed also, you cannot see the flowers, fruits, branches, leaves, etc. in the seed. Distinctly you cannot see. Vikalpa rupena you cannot see. Vikalpa means distinctly. Nirvikalpam means it cannot see distinctly. That is called Nirvikalpaka Rupam, is the condition of that Karana Shariram. Then the third feature of Karana Shariram is, that is nature of Karana Shariram, Swabhava. Sat Swarupa Ajnanam. What is Sat Swarupa Ajnanam? I am going to explain all these four again, elaborately. Sat Swarupa Ajnanam is the nature. Then the fourth feature, what is the cause for this Karana Shariram? What is the cause for this Karana Shariram? We saw the cause for the gross body, Satkarma Janyam. Sukshma Shariram also, Satkarma Janyam. That is the cause. Punya is the cause for this gross body, subtle body. Cause we have seen. Like that, for this Karana Shariram also, is there any cause, any raw material for this? Shastra says that question itself is wrong. There is no cause. There is no raw material or cause for this Karana Shariram. For a wrong question, there is no right answer. Even if I give answer, what type of answer I can give? Wrong answer. Because question itself is wrong. What question? What is the cause for Karana Shariram? The question is wrong. Tappana kelvi. Now we look into that. What are these? Now, we arrange the order in this way. Avidya first I will take. I am going to explain on these very, very subtle technical terms of Shastra. All these are called jargons. In the beginning of Tattva Bodha, I told you, jargon means a technical term, paribhashika padam. In physics, they have a paribhashika padam like inflation. Inflation. In economy also they have this word inflation. Like that, these paribhashika padams you are not supposed to look into your ordinary dictionary. Okay. You have to study Shastra directly from a guru. then only you can understand. Don't look for the meaning of any technical meanings in the dictionary. If you read or if you study in dictionary, if you find out, it's a big trip. That's why many people, they read by themselves by seeing the dictionary. Shastra. So these jargons like avidya, anadi, I'll give the exact meanings how Shastra defines avidya. Dictionary meaning, if you see into Sanskrit dictionary, avidya means ignorance. Vidya means knowledge. Na vidya, avidya. Ignorance. But what Shastra says here, ignorance, here avidya means not ignorance. Avidya means that subtlest form of matter. The subtlest form of matter is called avidya. How difficult to understand this. Subtlest means you cannot see it, you cannot define it, you cannot describe about that. That is called subtlest. What is that? Matter. Padartha. A subtlest form of matter is called avidya. Clear? This is meaning of avidya. Karana shariram is called avidya. It is the subtlest matter, subtlest form of matter. Therefore, it is called avidya. Karana shariratthuk unnoru peru enna? Avidya rupam. Why it is called avidya? It is subtlest matter, subtlest form of matter. What is the subtlest form of matter? Energy. Next word, we have different paryaya padams, synonyms for this karana shariram. That is, I have given in the last class. Causal body, English karana shariram is called causal body. Karana means cause, karana shariram means causal body. This causal body is called Maya. Or not Maya, it is made up of, we can say, it is made up of, we can say as it were, it is made up of avidya, Maya, prakriti. Avidya, Maya, Prakriti. Next technical term is called Anadi. What do you mean by Anadi? That which is always there is called Anadi. When did this Karana Shariram has come? Shastra says, don't ask that question. Question is wrong. Why? Because it is anadi. It is beginningless. It is always there. Because even scientists also say, since matter cannot be created, matter converted into energy, energy converted into matter. That's all. Therefore, it is anadi. Then anirvachyam. See, anirvachya, anadi, avidya rupam nirka. But I am taking in a reverse order. Now, anirvachyam. Anirvachya means that which cannot be describable. Vachya means describable. Definable. Na nirvachyam, that which cannot be definable, describable. is called anirvachyam. Na nirvachyam, anirvachyam. What is that anirvachyam? Very subtle word. I like to expand this to understand in a better way. Anirvachyam means mithya. Anirvachyam purila swamini mithya enna priyamana. I'll explain you. Anirvachyam means mithya. Mithya means false. False means that which dependently exists. False means that which dependently exists. What is mithya? That which dependently exists is called mithya. That which dependently exists is mithya. Since it is mithya, it cannot be explainable, describable. For example, in front of me there is a desk. Shastra says this desk is mithya. This desk is mithya because this desk dependently exists on the wood. Therefore, this desk is mithya. Therefore, I cannot talk about the desk. Thinking people can grasp very, very easily. The desk is mithya, false. Swamini, you are catching, no, the desk and keeping book also and saying false, yes. Even though I am catching, holding the desk, I am using the desk, I am keeping my book, everything, from years I am using this desk, still I can say boldly, courageously, what? This desk is false, mithya. What is the definition I have given? Mithya means that which dependently exists is called mithya. This desk is mithya because this desk is dependently existing upon the wood for its deskness. Are you getting the point? The desk is dependently existing upon the wood for its deskness. Deskness is a deskness possible only when there is wood. There is no substantiality in desk. Separate substantiality in the desk other than the wood. Therefore, the desk is false. Therefore, it is. Now tell me, can I describe about the desk? All the descriptions goes to wood alone, not to desk. Because there is no desk separately other than the wood. Anirvachyam. Correct, Dane? Anirvachyam. Whatever I talk about the desk, it does not belong to desk. It belongs to wood alone. Therefore, karana shariram is also mithya, false, because it dependently exists on Brahman. Clear? Karana shariram is also mithya or false because it dependently exists. It has no separate substantiality of its own. It has no substantiality of its own. Therefore, whatever dependently exists, everything in this world, nama, rupa, all names and forms are mithya. One example puriyala enna, innoru example. Naal example kudukuren. Wave is mithya. Wave tarangam, alai. Alai is mithya, false, because the wave dependently exists on the water for its waveness. Wave dependently exists upon the water for its waveness. Wave irukkanum anna enna irukkanum? Water irukkanum. Water illamale wave irukka mudiyadhu. So, since it is dependently existing upon the water for its waveness, for its existence, wave is mithya, wave is false. Sanskrit innum technical term irukka. Anritam, tucham, these are all when Upanishad comes only we will say. But I am giving in advance to you. Okay, mithya, another pair enna theriyuma, tucham or anritam. Very important words. You are looking at my face. You have to write tucham, anritam. Bhashyakara writes, what is mithya? He explains in this way. Anritam, tucham. These are not just to listen and leave this. I want only Brahman. Edhukku mithya karana shariram anna. To understand the satya vastu Brahman, you have to thoroughly understand the karana shariram helplessly. You have to. Inna student beginning la enna pannuvanna, Brahman atma vishayam vandum bodhu etti adhu dhaan enakku venum. Karana shariram, sukshma shariram, sthoola shariram pesum bodhu enakku edhukku? Nothing doing. If you want to understand Atma Brahman, to say Aham Brahmasmi, I have to thoroughly understand this gross body, subtle body, causal body. Pidikumo, pidikado. You have to understand. That's why every point, whatever comes from the Guru's mouth is important, recordable, notable, registered. No. You have to register. Where? In computer brain. I have to register. Na konja memory kammiya irundha notebook la ezhudhikalam. That is also important. Writing notes is also important. Important points, very very. Otherwise, whenever you look at the tattva bodha, munnum puriyadhu. Again these words again won't come. In Bhagavad Gita these type of words won't come at all. Then I am explaining elaborately all the words I use. Then you will blink at me, you know. Therefore, better note. Then third example. Building, no, the whole building, what you are seeing is mithya, false, anritam, tucham. Buildingness is dependently existing on the bricks. Without the brick, there is no building. Tell me, where is the building now? Show a building separate than bricks. Can you? You cannot. Since the building is dependently existing upon the bricks, therefore the building is what? Mithya. False. Last, final, good old example, pot. Okay? Number pot. The pot is also mithya. The pot depending on the clay for its existence, pot cannot exist separately, independently, other than the clay. Therefore, pot is mithya, anritam, tucham, false. Clays are rare. 1, 2, 3. If you say, I will say 4. If you say there are 3 clays, I will say there are 4 clays. Where are the 4 one? Here. If anybody says there are 3 clays, I say there are 4 clays. One clay is here extra in the mind. Inge kuda konjam irukke en artham nama palala. Clay is one. Substances, how many substances? 3 substances are there? One substance. All the 3 are depending on what? Clay alone. The one clay, whoever sees the one clay, that person is having wisdom. Whoever sees the difference, 3 clays he sees, he is having 4th clay in artham. Clear there? That's why pot is pot when there is clay. Potness can be sustained only when there is clay. Now tell me, pot is anirvachyam. That is called anirvachyam. Now tell me, explain about the pot. How can you explain? Whatever explanation, description give belongs to what, really speaking, tell me. Clay. This is pot temporarily, incidentally given the name to the clay alone. New name has been given to the clay. What is the new name? Pot. Big pot. Another new name has been given to this big pot. Visheshanam, adjective. Big pot, small pot. Big pot, that name belongs to the clay. Small pot, that name belongs to the clay. So therefore these names are really belong to the clay alone. Therefore this pot, potness, pots, big pot, small pot, all are really speaking, they are forms, different states of the clay. Clear? Therefore, pot anadhu anirvachyam. Pot is mithya. Enna satyam? Adha. Clay is the satyam here. Next, one more thing. Satswarupa ajnanam. Satswarupa ajnanam we have to see in detailed way. Ajnanam means ignorance. Swarupa ajnanam means the nature, ignorance of the nature of sat. Sat means real. Satyam alone is here said as sat. Sat means what? Real. Satyam. Mithya opposite satyam. False opposite real. Dependently exist. Opposite, independently exist. Satyam is that which independently exists. Whatever independently exists is satyam. Whatever is satyam is real. Whatever satyam is atma swarupam, but the karana shariram is satswarupa ajnanam. Sat swarupa ajnana. Now you see, sat is here, the truth is what? Clay. But what you say? What clay is this? Clay pot. What pot? And I ask, clay pot, you say. You made the clay as an adjective. And taking the pot as noun. Clear? You are taking the pot as noun, and when are you saying, you are saying clay pot. அப்படி என்ன ஆச்சு? கிளே பாட் என்ன? மண்ணு பாட்டு, மண்ணு குடம். என்ன அர்த்தம்? அந்த மண் வந்து அட்ஜெக்டிவ் ஆயிடுது. வாட் சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் தட் கிளே பாட், பாட் இஸ் த அட்ஜெக்டிவ், கிளே இஸ் த நவுன், நவுன் இஸ் சத்தியம். சோ த கிளே இஸ் ஆல் த டைம் டிபெண்டன்ட்லி எக்ஸிஸ்ட். பாட் இஸ் தேர் ஆர் நாட்? Suppose the three parts, no, you break, what exists? Clay exists. Clay need not depend on the pot for its existence. Understand? Clay need not depend on the pot for its existence. Who has to depend on whom for its existence? Pot has to depend on the clay for its existence. Therefore, what is satyam here? Clay is the satyam. நம்ம என்ன சொல்றோம்? What is satyam? அதுதான் தகராறு. Clear? அது மாதிரி இந்த சத்ஸ்வரூபம், சத்யஸ்வரூபம், அஜ்ஞானம், that means a plurality. This is the plurality. Big part, mediocre part, small part, bigger, smaller, smallest, it is smallest, it is smaller, small, small, smaller, smallest. அப்படி எடுத்துக்கலாம். Superlative degree, comparative degree, positive degree. Okay, this plurality, whoever sees, they are all ignorant people. This plurality belong to the name and form temporarily. Whoever sees the oneness, oneness is what? Clay. Abba, enna intelligence swami, I have intelligence. Are idu intelligence illa pa? Intelligence atma ekam satyam, adi oneness we have to see. All these names and forms, sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, all this total universe with names and forms, whoever sees in plurality, he is the most ignorant person. Who sees the oneness in every name and form, the satya vastu, that is atma brahman, he is a wise person. You want to be wise person or ignorant person? You want to be a wise person or otherwise person? If you want to be a wise person, you have to study thoroughly Shastra. There is no way. Casual study cannot make you a wise person. You have to study. That is why Sat Swarupa Ajnanam, where there is ignorance of Satya Vastu, that is called Karana Shariram. Sat means, in Sanskrit we call it as essential nature. Essential nature is called Sat. Sat Swarupa Ajnanam Nirvikalpaka Rupam. Nirvikalpaka Rupam means undistinguishable. Undistinguishable, the seed, tree, plant and branches are all are undistinguishable. So therefore, like that, in this Karana Shariram also, everything is in undistinguishable form. It covers the Sat Swarupam. Therefore, its nature is Sat Swarupa Ajnanam, ignorance. This is about Karana Shariram. So Sukshma Shariram will go away by death. You will leave the sukshma sharira, sthula shariram, by leaving this the body, dissociation with the sthula shariram. It happens for everyone. Okay, one day or other. And sukshma shariram, long life. Sukshma shariram has got a little bit longer life than sthula shariram. It goes away in pralaya. Pralayam. Dissolution time. Sukshma shariram will go away. Karana shariram will go away only when you get jnanam. Moksha kale eva karana shariram nashyati. Illena ellame seed form lo, capsule form lo, nutshell or edathila irukum. Sanchita karma ella enga irukumanna and the seed karana shariratthila irukum. எப்போ வெளியில வருமோ தெரியாது, எப்போ கருப்பாம்பூச்சி ஆயிடுமோ தெரியாது, என்ன மாதிரி பஃபலோ ஜென்மாவா என்ன ஜென்மம் வரப்போறதுன்னு தெரியாது. ஜாகிரத்தை காரண சரீரம் லாங் டைம் இட் வில் ஸ்டே அன்டில் மோக்ஷா. மோக்ஷ காலே ஏவ காரண சரீரம் நஷ்யதி. இஃப் காரண சரீரம் கண்டினியூ ஈவன் பிரளயா கம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ, இந்த கல்பம் முடிச்சாச்சு சுவாமிஜி எனக்கு அவுட், நான் ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ அண்ணா. இந்த கல்பம் போனாலும் மெனி மெனி கல்பாஸ் மேக்கம், யுகாஸ் மேக்கம், தி ஜீவா வில் கண்டினியூ பிகாஸ் த காரண சரீரம் வில் நாட் டிசால்வ் அன்லெஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் கெட் மோக்ஷா ஜானம். பெட்டர் கண்டினியூ தத்துவ போதா கிளாஸஸ் without missing. So three anatmas clearly we have seen. Sthula sharira, one anatma. Sukshma sharira, second anatma. Third one karana shariram, third anatma. Now atma kim, when the sishya asked, what guru said? Avastatraya sakshi, guru said. இந்த ஆத்மா என்ன தெரியுமோ, த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் த த்ரீ ஸ்டேட்ஸ். சாட்சி மீன்ஸ் விட்னஸர். எங்கே சொன்னிருக்கேன், தத்துவ போதா, யூ கோ டூ ஹோம் ஒர்க். ஓகே, அவஸ்தாத்ரய சாட்சி சன். ஆத்மா இஸ் தட் ஹூச் இஸ் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் த்ரீ ஸ்டேட்ஸ். Then the student is asking, avasthatrayam kim? Jagrat svapna sushuptyavasthah. Jagrat avasthakam. Shrotradi jnanendriyaihim. சப்தாதி விஷயாஹ ஞாயந்தைதி யத்ஸா ஜாக்ரத அவஸ்தாம் ஸ்தூல ஶரீராபிமானீம் ஆத்மா விஸ்வ இத்யுச்யதே. Now what is the creation? Creation is nothing but whole jagat goes into karanam, unmanifest form, and whole creation comes out into manifest form. Clear now? The creation is nothing but manifestation and unmanifestation. Nothing is newly created. Creation annade kadiyave kadiyadu. There is no creation at all. There is only manifestation. Vyakta avastha and avyakta avastha. Manifestation and unmanifestation. Again manifestation, again unmanifestation. Enga the creation irukka? Creation kadave kadiyad. Matter becomes energy, energy converted into matter, matter goes into energy, energy comes into matter again. This is the only thing. There is no creation at all. Read there. So, karana sharira to sukshma sharira to stula sharira. Again, stula sharira goes into sukshma sharira goes into karana sharira. Karana sharira comes to sukshma sharira comes as stula sharira. It is sharira level. Prapancham level, karana prapancha manifests as karya prapancha. Karya prapancha goes into unmanifest form as karana prapancha. Karana to karya, karya to karana, karana to karya. Chonite polam. No creation. Yaradu chonne creation irukka. Chonne shastram padi. Enna chonnadu. As a singularity, they talk singularity. Scientist, there is a singularity, you know, we call avyaktam. Singularity means what? Avyaktam. Clear, no? Singularity is nothing but our avyaktam, only singularity. Sorry. And the topic over. Creation, but the other, clear, the seed to tree, tree to seed. Is it first? Don't ask. Clear? There is no first creation. And the creation is a misnom. It is an aberration. It is a word on your lip. It is a word. It is a notion in your mind. Remove that notion, that creation notion. Srishti, you know. And the Swami Brahmaji irukkare srishti pandrare na. Alla, ar srishti pandrare na manifest pandrare. Avalada. Clear? Here, avastha means namma Tamil avastha kadaiyadu. Okay? Ange yerkena avastha irukka. Andha avastha padikkaradhukku ingeyum varanum. Idhu vera avastha. Estate. How many avasthas are there? There are three avasthas. Jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, sushupti avastha. Jagrat means waking state. Avastha means a state. Nilamai. Waking, jagrat. Jagr means to awake. Jagr means to awake. Second conjugation, parasmaipadi. Jagr. Jagrat means waking state. Jagrat, avastha, waking state. Then the second state is called swapna avastha, dream state. Swapna, swap means to dream, to get dream. Swapna, it is like a corridor. Swapna is a corridor between sleep and waking state. Swapna avastha. Third one is called sushupti avastha. Sushupti means deep sleep state. He is going to explain what is jagrat avastha, what is swapna avastha. Namak theriyada? Deep sleep also is going to explain. Namak edo theriyum. But shastra, what shastra is talking, that we should know. That's why student is asking jagradavastha ka. What is that jagradavastha? That is shrotradi jnanendriyaihi shabdadi vishayaha jnayante jnayanta anirukum. There is. So E is the iti, E is the vowel. When the vowel comes here, jnayante should not come. But when you are splitting and reading, it has to be understood as jnayante iti. Yet sa jagrat avastha. Jagrat avastha is that where sabdadi vishayaha jnayante. Jagrat avastha or waking state is that where, in which all the sounds etc. Shabda adi, shabda means sound. Adi, padat, etc. means forms. smell, touch, taste, all these are jnayante, can be known. Sounds, forms, taste, colors, all these can be known. Jnayante, jnadhatu. Jnayante, to know. They can be known through what? Shabdari jnanendriyaihi. Jnana indriyas. I have not given sufficient time for you to forget, because very few classes before only we have studied what are the jnanendriyani. Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha chakshuhu shrotram, all these indriyas. Ears, eyes, nose, tongue, skin, all these are jnana indriyas, through which we know the things, objects. They are called jnana indriyani. So shabda, shrotra adi, shrotrendriyam means ear, chakshurindriyam eyes. So shrotrendriyam, you know the sounds. Chakshurindriyam dwara, you know the forms and colors. Ghrana indriyam dwara, you know the smell. And rasana indriyam dwara, you know the taste. And sparsha indriyam dwara, you know the touch. So shrotra adi jnanendriyaihi, by the sense organs of knowledge, by the sound, ear, sense organs, ear, etc., sense organs, with them you know. Now what you are doing? You are looking at me, you are knowing. Swamini is sitting there, listening sound. What? Avastha traya. What are this? Jagrat avastha, kim, kaal. All you are listening. What you are using? Shrotrendriyam. You are using your eyes. You are using your yes. These two indriyams, other indriyams venda. Rasana indriyam after 7:30, not now. Okay, all this you are using. So what avastha you are in? Appa. Okay. So jagradavastha is that where you use your sense organs of knowledge, and through whom you get the knowledge, sound knowledge, form knowledge. What is this class? Tattva Bodha class. Jnanam. So you are getting. That's what he says. Yat sa jagradavastha. Whatever is that, which state you know through the sense organs, all the sense objects, corresponding sense objects, you know, that is jagradavastha. Since we are knowing here the sounds and forms we are seeing, now we are all in jagradavastha. Very simple. Who is the witnesser? I know I am in waking state. Yes or no? Is there any doubt? I know I am in Ramanujam street. I know I am in number 40 or 43? 40. 43. New numbers, old numbers, all vandha chulu. I am sitting in a hall, I am sitting in the chair. I am aware of me sitting in front of Swamini. I am aware of. I am Sakshi. I am the witnesser of my waking state. Then, who am I? I am the consciousness who is the conscious of my waking state in Ramanujam street, number 43, in the first floor, in front of Swamini, under the fan, sitting in the chair or on the carpet. Tell me, are you Sakshi or not? Are you witnesser of your Jagradavastha or not? I hope if you are not sleeping, you can get. Suppose if you get tired, next Swapnavastha kala wait pannanam. Okay, so that is called what? Now I am Abhimani. I am వెరీ మచ్ అటాచ్డ్ టు స్థూల శరీర అభిమాని. అభిమానం ఇక ఇల్లయో స్వామిని నల్లా తెలియదు అభిమానం, బ్యాక్ పెయిన్, ముట్టి వలి, అభిమానం కొంచెమా, వన్ అండ్ హాఫ్ అవర్ ఉకార ముడియామని కష్టపడరో, అదిదా చెల్రారు జాగ్రత్ శరీర అభిమాని. ద బుక్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ మై హ్యాండ్, పెన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ మై హ్యాండ్, ఐఎమ్ వేరింగ్ స్పెక్స్. స్థూల శరీర అభిమానం ఇరికే ఇల్లయా, అభిమానం అటాచ్మెంట్. మై బాడీ, ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ మై బాడీ, స్థూల శరీర అభిమానం ఇస్ దేర్. ఇఫ్ యూ గో టు స్లీప్ అండ్ డ్రీమ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద స్థూల శరీర అభిమానం. నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ గ్రాస్ బాడీ అభిమాన ఐడెంటిటీ. అభిమానం మీన్స్ వాట్? ఐడెంటిటీ. ఐ నో ఐ ఎమ్ వేర్ ఐఎమ్ సిట్టింగ్, ఐడెంటిటీ విత్ ద బాడీ. అది స్థూల శరీర అభిమాని ఆత్మ విశ్వ ఇత్యుచ్యతే. ఆత్మ సీ నౌ, ఆత్మ ఈజ్ దాట్ నౌ ఇన్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ, విట్నెసర్ ఆఫ్ ద జాగ్రత్త స్టేట్ అండ్ స్థూల శరీర అభిమాని. ఐ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆత్మ. మై నేమ్ ఈజ్ వాట్? విశ్వ. న్యూ నేమ్, పుదు నేమ్, ఎత్తన పేరైనా వెచ్చుకుదాం. ఎన్నయో విశ్వ మై నేమ్, బికాజ్ విశ్వం జానాతి ఇది విశ్వ, బికాజ్ ఐ నో ద విశ్వం, ద యూనివర్స్, స్మాల్ విశ్వం హియర్ ఐ నో విశ్వ. వాట్ ఈజ్ మై నేమ్? విశ్వ. దెన్ ఇన్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ ఐఎమ్ విట్నెసింగ్ మై జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ. హూ యామ్ ఐ నౌ? I am the witnessed consciousness, witnesser of Jagrat Avastha. My name is Vishwaha. More in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం.